intents and purposes, we were bankrupt. Like, we were. Call a spade a spade. We were bankrupt. But we saw the potential, and we knew that we would bounce back. And there's just perseverance there. We just carry on. Keep going.
Welcome to Founder Stories, a show about ordinary people on a journey to build their own exceptional businesses. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder and CEO of O2E Brands. We're home to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, and Shack Shine. I started my business hauling junk as an 18-year-old paying his way through college. 30 years later, we're 250 franchises strong. I've learned a few lessons along the way, the most important one being that it's all about people. And I mean all about people. So I'm on a mission to uncover the founder's stories of some of our most inspiring people. From the decisions that lead them to take the leap, to the celebrations and lessons that follow. Going into business with a spouse can certainly have its challenges, not to mention when there's two different businesses within the same family. This is Yvonne and Andrew's story.
Hi, my name's Andrew DeBoer. I own the 1-800-GOT-JUNK franchise here in London, Ontario, and I've been running this business since 2003.
Hi there, I'm Yvonne, and I own one of the Shack Shine franchises here in London, Ontario as well, and I've owned Shack Shine here since September of 2019.
Now, how do you two know each other?
Well, we've known each other for about 27, 28, well, closer to 30 years now. We've been married for 27 years.
There you go. That was what I was looking for, because not only do you own separate businesses, but you're part of the same family. So let's go back to the beginning. How did either of you find out about our brands?
Well, I'll start with that one, since, you know, I've owned the 1-800-GOT-JUNK franchise a little longer. That was back in 2002. I was working for Yvonne's father, so there's a pattern of family business here. Read an article in Canadian Business Magazine about this young upstart junk removal company that was franchising junk removal. I went, that seems really weird, but also really, really interesting. Flew out to Vancouver, met the team, just loved the company and how it really aligned with my beliefs and values.
Yvonne, I know you guys have three kids that I believe are grown up now, but starting a business, Andrew quits working for your father-in-law, says, hey, honey, I'm starting a new business here. It's a junk removal company. How are you feeling about things?
Well, obviously a little nervous, but very excited as well, too, simply because once Andrew told me a little bit about 1-800-GOT-JUNK, I thought, like him, it was a brilliant concept. And I always knew that Andrew and I, we wanted to strike out on our own. So this just was just an incredible opportunity. Yeah, not only did I have three kids, but my youngest, I had just had by cesarean section. So it was definitely an interesting time. Andrew had moved to London. We were living kind of between Toronto and Barrie at the time. So he was spending his weeks here in London while I was at home with our three kids, one a newborn.
Your husband decides to start a business in an industry that he thought was weird, that I couldn't imagine. You were like, this is a no-brainer. I mean, it must have been scary.
Of course it was scary. Like, even in terms of finances, I was moving away from my family. I was being dropped into a city that I wasn't aware of. But I loved the idea of 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And I thought, if anybody can make this work, it's Andrew. But yes, at the time it was exhausting. There were tears at night once in a while. But yeah, we just went into it head on, and it's been a great run. So no regrets at all.
Awesome. So Andrew, tears at home. Tell me more about that.
So starting a business, not always easy at times. I mean, definitely a challenge. We had many of the top stressors in life. We moved, started a new business, and had a brand new baby. Had great initial success with the business, early 2000s. Everybody was growing by 25, 30, 40, 50%, hyper growth. Fun and exciting time to be a part of 1-800-GOT-JUNK in the system. And then this little thing called the global financial meltdown came around, and we lost 40% of our top line revenue in a year. After planning to have another year of 35% growth, we had great growth in those early years, but didn't make a ton of money because we were investing in growth and trucks and people. And it was like, okay, we didn't make a lot of money, but next year we'll keep our expenses in line. We'll grow 35% again. Things are going to be awesome. And then we lost 40% of our revenue in that year. And it was like, oh no, this is terrifying.
And how important was it that you and Yvonne were able to work through this together?
For all intents and purposes, we were bankrupt. Like we were. Call a spade a spade. We were bankrupt. But we saw the potential and we knew that we would bounce back. And there's just perseverance there. We just carry on, keep going.
So fast forward to today, just looking at your 1-800-GOT-JUNK business, how are things?
Things are great. Things are crazy. We're back to growth season again. I think right now we're up 35% this year over year. Now, some of that was, you know, easy to have growth in March because we did not a lot of business when the start of the pandemic a year ago. But it's back to some of that growth season, and we're growing. I've got a team of people. I just did payroll and wrote my largest payroll ever. And it was like, oh my goodness, that's a lot. But it was like, holy my goodness, look at how much revenue we've been doing. And we're up 35% again this year. And so it's very exciting again, right? We've got a great team. We're growing again. I have new people helping me out. So ops manager, junior ops, and getting a team involved in the business. And it's very exciting.
So I sit there and I think about all that the two of you have been through as a family, as husband and wife, trying to survive one business where you were essentially bankrupt, and you go, okay, let's get out of this. We can do this. We know how to work hard, and the future, we can survive this. But whatever, tell me about the day, Yvonne, when you go, hey, I got an idea. Let's start another business.
Wow, what was I thinking? That's a good question. well, you know, like we always knew that we wanted to own more than one business. That was always kind of in our own painted picture that yeah, there'd be more than one business involved. But we didn't really know what that would look like. I had gone back to work, and I had been working just in a cake manufacturing plant for about 8 years. And I started getting bored. I had kind of gotten really good at what I had done, and I felt stuck. I felt like I was stagnating. I felt that my brain was going to mush. So I was looking to get out of there. When Andrew mentioned Shackshine, like I was already familiar with O2E Brands. I kind of heard the name about it again. I got really excited about the whole concept. So I thought this is probably my way out of this stagnant place that I am in, both intellectually and emotionally and physically. We started exploring it more. Exercising that customer service muscle again has been just amazing. Building relationships. Building confidence in myself. And yeah, there's lots of different areas that I'm really, really proud of. But stepping out of my comfort zone, I think it's very easy to not step out of your comfort zone, to just kind of stay with the same old, because it's familiar, but you don't grow that way. And yeah, I think that's probably what I'm the most proud of, is that I was able to take a step forward like that. And it was a huge step.
That's big. Andrew, how many years have you run 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
18 years now.
It's a long time. What are you most proud of? I mean, 18 years of growing a junk removal brand and building it up in London where everyone knows you and you're the network king. What are you most proud of?
I think most proud of, I mean, sure, building a business and great to take accolades, but I also want to say is like some of the crew that I've found and developed. Yeah, I would take more pride in building a great team than to say, yeah, you know, I did this and it's all about me. But like there's more than a dozen guys and gals running around in dark blue in this office, and I cannot do all the work myself. So I'm proud of my team.
What do you do better, your business, than other franchises and O2E brands?
Oh, man. I think the customer service, like just right? I mean, that's myself, a passion for customer service. Definitely my manager, Chantel, an absolute passion for customer service and like making sure there's no complaints, right? Getting that high NPS, that customer feedback score, having a, we're just under a 0.5% complaint rate right now, which is, less than one complaint per 200 junk removal jobs. Right. And if anything in this COVID world is people are feisty and they're looking for a reason to not be happy with something and to be able to consistently deliver that high level of customer service. And I've always said that, right, is I will pit the customer service that my team delivers against any other company in London or any other O2E brands franchise, right? Is we deliver amazing customer service, right?
And we believe that if you take care of your people, they'll take care of the customers and provide amazing, exceptional experience. So kudos to both of you. What's it like, and I'm gonna let whoever wants to jump in with an answer on this one. What's it like being married to an entrepreneur?
How come neither of us want to go?
You answer that. Yeah.
What's it like? Honestly, it's all for me personally, it's all I've ever known. So I don't really know any different. And it's a way of life, I think. My dad was a farmer. So like there's always been disruptions to family meals or suddenly the business needs their attention when you're out for dinner or something, another phone call. But that's something that I've always known. It can get frustrating at times, but knowing that we're building something is the payoff. Like it's just incredibly rewarding despite some of those little issues that you have to deal with once in a while.
What's the most rewarding part then, Yvonne, of working with, living with an entrepreneur?
Knowing that it's ours. I'm not doing this for somebody else. Okay. Everything that we have worked so hard for is ours. Yes, we've had some incredible people along the way helping us out, but it's something that we built from out of nothing. And I think that's probably the most rewarding. And also, you've got your own time. You can control your own time. You're not on somebody else's schedule all the time. So that's been a very rewarding part as well.
Andrew, what's it like living with an entrepreneur?
Never a dull moment, but also the knowledge that we're doing it together, right? I mean, we have a bit of a long history of that. We went to the same university. We met in the theater department. So our relationship started working on shows together, right? Producing plays and making theater. So we had some of that learning to work or ability to work with each other right from the get-go. What I think is very cool is that, I share my life with a woman, obviously, I love very much, but we're doing entrepreneurship together as well. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool because for both of us, our spouses know what it's like, know the job, quote unquote, job that we do and know the pressures and challenges and whatnot. But it's also the opportunity to do that together as well. Like we've gone on vacations, right? And we'll be driving out to a hotel or whatever and go, okay, we're not going to talk about work. Won't talk about any work, right? We're in a hotel room, right? And a half hour later, we're sitting on a balcony overlooking a lake with a glass of wine, making a strategy plan for 3 and 5 years from now, right? And I was like, well, so much for not talking about work.
Do any of your kids, do you see entrepreneurship in their future?
One of them possibly has expressed interest in the Shack Shine business. Our oldest, she went to school to become a teacher, basically. She was in an education program. So that's kind of where her heart is. And our youngest is more military. He's waiting to hear about getting into the military. But our middle child seems to have really kind of caught the bug. And we said that it was fine for him to work with us. And I'm actually currently just beginning to groom him a little bit to be an operations manager. But we told him that he had to leave and go work for other companies first. That we weren't just going to be somebody that he settles for. So go out, find out other, like find some other experience with other companies. And then if you want to come back, we will gladly take you back. And that's kind of currently where we are. He experienced some other companies and he actually said, wow, like you guys, you parents actually run a very good company. And it's something that he is very interested in becoming a permanent part of. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
And what's your son, your middle son's name?
Nathaniel.
What would Nathaniel say you as, not as parents, but as a son of entrepreneurs looking at the businesses you run, what would Nathaniel say you two do the best?
Care about our employees, hands down. Hands down. And it doesn't just show in, hey, how was your night last night? But it also shows in how important it is to us that they are safe, that they have the proper equipment, that they have the proper tool, like the tools to do the jobs. Basically just caring about who they are. Hey, how's your girlfriend doing? How's your son? Taking an interest in their lives, I believe is what he would say to that, is that we genuinely care about everybody who works with us.
Mm. What do you have to add to that, Andrew?
I would agree 100%. It's definitely the caring about employees. You know, we've joked that it's, we don't have 3 children anymore. We're up to about 15 right now, running around in both business or 20 or whatever we're up to, right? But we've worked hard on that family, that culture piece, having that, you want to be a place where you want to come to work, right? I can't fathom how people show up at a job that they loathe every day, day in, day out. That's not what I would ever want to do, and certainly not what I would want in an employee, right? And partially my management philosophy is, when I was a manager dealing with the direct frontline employees, is my job was to support them so they could do their job with employees. Now my job is to support my manager who supports my employees so they can go and do a great job for our customers.
Building a business is an incredibly fun experience. And it isn't just about the end game. It's about each and every day and the difference that you get to make in people's lives as you do with your employees. So kudos and big shout out to both of you for not just what you've built, but how you're building it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yvonne, you said something in your notes that is fascinating and caught my eye. I want to walk on the beach with Andrew when I'm 80.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's first of all having the financial ability to do that. Right. And I think we can gain that through both the 1-800-GOT-JUNK and ShackShine. But it's also about taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're physically taking care of ourselves. And that's not always easy, especially when things are just starting up, trying to find ways to combat stress. Yeah. Just I want to be in the future with him, and I want to do whatever it takes now to be able to achieve that. That is my ultimate goal, is to be able to walk on a beach when I'm 80 with Andrew.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Founder Stories. I'm Brian Scudamore. I love hearing stories from founders. I'm curious what resonated with you. Tell me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or go to my YouTube channel to learn more.